USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just minutes after learning of it himself, President Trump publicly reacts to news that someone within his administration has penned an op-ed piece in the New York Times that claims there are people in the White House trying to protect the country from him.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous. Meaning gutless, a gutless editorial.
The president telling reporters after meeting with 50 U.S. sheriffs on immigration issues.
So when you tell me about some anonymous source within the administration, probably who's failing, probably here for all the wrong reasons, no. And the New York Times is failing.
Later in the evening, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said whoever wrote the op-ed piece should resign. Another big company is calling for tougher gun laws. Levi Strauss giving $1 million to activists working to curb gun violence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Today will be day three of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing after senators yesterday pressed him on issues like abortion. Kavanaugh describing Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court ruling on abortion, as settled law. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California now faces allegations of having affairs as part of the accusations of misusing campaign funds. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Hunter and his wife have entered not guilty pleas to 60 charges of misusing $250,000 of campaign funds on themselves, arguing the charges that some of that money was spent on personal relationships with at least five people should not be included, arguing there's no underlying criminal activity in suggested infidelity.
Hurricane Florence in the Atlantic, and forecasters say the storm could take a path that hits the East Coast next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Several U.S. senators expressing frustration over Google not sending a senior official to hearings on social media yesterday. An empty chair was set up to represent Google at a Senate hearing yesterday as Facebook sent its chief operating officer and Twitter sent its CEO to Capitol Hill, and both of them testified. Members of both houses were asking about a wide range of topics, from foreign governments trying to use their platforms to influence U.S. elections to censoring people's viewpoints. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is still committed, he claims, to getting rid of his nuclear weapons. North Korean media reporting that Kim reiterated that pledge to making the Korean Peninsula free of nukes during a meeting with South Korean officials on Wednesday. He also said North and South Korea should continue working towards preserving peace. The two sides are working on setting up a third round of talks between the North Korean and South Korean leaders later this year. And scientists think they may be closer to cloning a woolly mammoth. They say if they can successfully clone the 40,000-year-old horse that they found in the frozen subsoil of a Siberian crater, the long-extinct mammoth could be next. A researcher at a Russian museum says the foal was perfectly preserved. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.